Tomorrow morning, starting at 9 a.m. right through to 5 p.m., that's Sunday, September 21st, the 4th annual Toronto Garlic Festival takes place at the Evergreen Brickworks, which is at 550 Bayview Avenue. The good news is there's a free shuttle every 10 minutes to and from the Bayview subway station. The goal of the Toronto Garlic Festival is to promote awareness of Ontario garlic. So they feature farmers, gardeners, chefs, home cooks, scientists, health experts from the GTA and right across southern Ontario. You'll learn so much about this beautiful, as I refer to it, Ukraine's national flower. You'll also be treated to some very special talented people who will bring you such delicacies as garlic-infused chocolate fudge, brittle, and garlic ice cream. Pairing them, they will be with Ontario craft beer. Numerous chefs, chocolatiers, brewers, winers, and farmers. And one of those farmers who will be there for the first time is my guest on the program. Alana Kramarchuk, along with her husband Mark, are the owners of the Earth Valley Organics, and she joins me now on the line. Hello to you, Alana.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for taking the time and joining us. I know this is your first year. This is the fourth year of the festival, but this is your first year. Before we talk about the great things that you're doing at your farm and the fascinating history that you have as well, let's talk a little bit about Ontario garlic in general. What makes Ontario garlic different from imported garlic?
Well, Ontario garlic is really different from what is imported because we generally grow hardneck varieties, and those varieties have a more robust flavor when compared to the imported softneck types, and it's very delicious to cook with, and it does have a slightly higher sugar content than most of the imports, and that's why it works so well in all types of dishes.
So is it? Would you classify it as a stronger, pungent garlic?
It ranges. There are very many different varieties of garlic, and they range from mild to some very hot flavors.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have a favorite?
A Ukrainian, yes. Well, we have an heirloom garlic that is my favorite.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, but let's talk about your farm here, Earth Valley Organics. You've got the heirloom organic garlic, spelt, buckwheat, and you've got an orchard which features nuts and fruits and honeybees as well.
Yes. We're first generation Canadian farmers, but we come from a long line of European farmers, and I grew up spending my summers in Hawkstone Village in Oromedonte, and I watched, you know, my grandparents and parents farm every year, and May 2-4 weekend for me was rye bread, butter, salt, and garlic.
And of course.
They just, you know, instilled in me what real food tastes like, and my husband and I 4 years ago took it to the next level, and we bought 130 acres in Oromedonte, which is not too far from Hawkstone, and we've taken it to the next level.
Now, this was a major move for you, I'm assuming. What were you doing at that time, your husband and yourself?
Well, we both still have full-time jobs. Farming is seasonal in Ontario, so, you know, we have the luxury of farming from, like, May till October, and we still have the ability to do other things. I mean, I'm a certified teacher, so, but right now I'm with my children, and it gives me the ability to really take teaching to a different aspect and a different goal, and teach people about sustainability, green living practices, real food, organic food choices, and that's my passion.
And your honeybees, do you have your own honey that you sell?
Just privately. It's just because we're still, you know, young and growing. It's just a small operation.
And what about your garlic? Do you sell your garlic?
Yeah, there's lots of garlic, for sure. There is lots of garlic. We took garlic that has been grown as part of our family, the strain that we haven't had it analyzed, so I can't tell you what strain or variety it is yet. But this garlic has been in my family for a really long time. And our dilemma was, we have this garlic that my parents were always growing, and how do you propagate it and eat it at the same time? So what we did was we took the bulbils, because the garlic grows this scape in the center. Mm-hmm. And so we let it grow, and we had these flowering heads that could contain up to 100 little baby garlics. And, you know, last summer we had about maybe 300 pots of this baby garlic, and every year we've replanted it, and that's how we're increasing our yield.
When do you plant?
We plant around Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
With the help of our family and friends.
When do you start pulling the garlic out of the ground and consuming it?
We harvest the scapes in July, and generally the garlic itself end of July, early August. Mm-hmm. So you just look for, you know, some of the leaves to be dry to know that it's ready, and it stores through the winter if you keep it well.
Mm-hmm. I guess you don't have a problem finding people to help you harvest.
No, especially if you share the bounty, that's for sure.
I would imagine so. Let's talk about your family now. Your grandparents came from Western Ukraine, from a small village.
Yeah.
And your grandfather was the mayor?
In a village called Lipitsa.
Lipitsa, okay.
And it was during the... it was in 1943, mm-hmm. in the wake of the German army retreat from Russian invasion, that they left Ukraine. And, you know, it took them to many different villages, and not villages, many different cities and countries, and they ended up coming to Toronto in 1951. And it was in the late 60s that my grandmother and aunt went back to Ukraine, and they, you know, went back to the village, and we ourselves have gone back there too. And that was when they brought back some garlic.
They brought garlic back?
Yeah.
And so the garlic that you're currently harvesting and that you're selling,
yes,
comes from many generations of garlic back from Ukraine.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it won't be for a few more years until we have a really big stock of it, because we're growing it from bulbils. But, you know, it's definitely a special garlic.
Now, did you talk to your grandparents about what it was like for them when they came here in 1951? Because garlic was not the cool food that it is now. I mean, there was a time when Ukrainians and other ethnic groups were really not weren't really welcome because of this odor that they gave off.
Mm-hmm. I think. Personally, every culture has their spices and their foods that are, you know, traditional for them. And being Ukrainian, garlic is in our blood. Like, it's just something that, like you called it, what, the national flower of Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's just, you know, part of our cooking, our dishes. Like, you know, to have fresh garlic on the table all summer and to use it in our dishes, like, it's just part of who we are.
Right. And now you say you have young children.
Yes.
How old are your children?
They are 8 and 11.
8 and 11. And do they consume garlic?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. They'll come in from the garden and they'll smell like garlic. Like during the summer, they'll just take off some of the leaves. Or they're learning about what real food tastes like. Like mm-hmm. We have garlic, we have other vegetables, they have their own garden plots where they're growing their own crops, and they're learning about harvesting. It's such a fantastic learning opportunity for them.
Alana Kormarchuk, along with her husband Mark, are the owners of Earth Valley Organics in the Oro Medonte area of Ontario, about an hour and a half north of Toronto. They grow garlic, amongst other consumables, such as we mentioned buckwheat and your nut and fruit trees. Planting garlic amongst other plants, are there benefits? Does garlic keep bugs away? Is it a beneficial plant to have around other plants?
You know, it is a good companion plant. Generally, we don't we ourselves haven't experienced any loss from disease. We are very, like, there's secrets to growing great garlic. And what we do, there's three things that we do. We do crop rotation. Mm-hmm. So we've taken our field and we've divided it into four big sections. So we don't plant it in the same spot every time.
Mm-hmm.
And we feed the soil. So the crops feed us and we feed the soil. So we make sure that we're putting in compost and green manure and just, you know, making sure that there's enough good food that the garlic can have to be strong. And we use raised beds. So we give the garlic room to kind of expand and grow. Where it is in our field, like, we don't have any other really companion plants growing with it, but I can imagine that if you had it in your garden at home, I don't think many animals would try to eat it.
Probably not. Now, to talk to me, Alana, about this, your famous borscht and garlic bread.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm salivating just thinking about this right now.
Yeah, the borscht is, I have to say, is my husband's specialty. This is a recipe that he has perfected, and when he is asked for the recipe, I'm certain there might be one or two items missing. Like, he's just, he's perfected it, so.
Like, is this one of those loaded borscht that has all kinds of vegetables? It's like one bowl is like a meal in itself?
Yes, the beets themselves are going to be from our farm.
Mm-hmm.
We've grown them; they're fantastic. And the carrots are from our farm, and the onions. So I'm sure the taste will just be outstanding.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yes.
And you will be serving the borscht and the garlic bread, as well as giving people an opportunity to sample your garlic at the garlic festival all day tomorrow.
Correct. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds really good to me.
I hope you'll be there.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping to as well. Unfortunately, I have a previous engagement, but you can always send me like a crate of your garlic.
Yeah, for sure. Now that I've shared my secrets with you, Ted, maybe you can volunteer to help me clean some garlic.
Yeah, that would be fun, actually.
Okay.
Alana, listen, thank you very much. All the best to you and to Mark.
Thank you very much.
Щиро дякую. There you go. That is Alana Kramarchuk, who, along with her husband Mark, are the proprietors of the Earth Valley Organics Farm. And they will be offering up their garlic. And God, doesn't that borscht and garlic bread sound good? Yeah, it does. That's all happening at the 4th Annual Toronto Garlic Festival, which is tomorrow, Sunday, September 21st, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's only $5 to get in. It's at the Evergreen Brickworks at 550 Bayview Avenue. If you wish, you can take a subway out to the Broadview subway station. There'll be a free shuttle every 10 minutes to and from the Garlic Festival. Sounds like a lot of fun to me.